General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 169 of the General Failure podcast for the week of March 6, 2019, brought to you by RadioHaver.com. This week, we're paying $100 to see some boobies, TJ gets rusty, and our podcast raises $4 million in 2 days. I'm Dom, and I got with me CJ.
Hey!
And TJ.
What up?
What up? You had a very strange look while I was doing my intro.
I think you goofed on
you
welcome.
You said welcome weird. You were like, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to episode 169.
Welcome.
69.
So let's start off this welcome bing
with
episode.
A 69.
Just talk weird the whole episode.
With a big old 69. 69.9.
A little bit of what are you playing? TJ.
Oh, is it just me again?
I mean, again, I can talk about that sweet phone game, but I haven't.
Anthem?
I'm just starting it. I'm gonna save it for next week.
All right. So I'm replaying Rust. I think I've reviewed this game about 2 or 3 years ago when, you know, it's still beta game. But I recently got
I reviewed it 2 or 3 years ago. It's still in beta.
Part for the course.
But it's like a completely different game. It used to just be like you build like a shack.
That's not the point of a beta.
Of course. It used to just be like you could build a shack. You ran around naked with like a fucking rock
so
and killed people
shack.
With it.
Yeah, love shack. Yeah.
Could you make your character look like Shaq?
Oh. I wish.
You have Shaq building a shack.
I don't think you can customize characters on that.
That sucks.
But it was like basic like zombie.
How am I supposed
game?
To make my dong like huge? Like
you play Conan MMO and then you just go.
I'm sure there's a mod to increase that to like 200%.
just dragging
it's like
along.
Yeah, it's a tail dragging along.
Nah, it's the worst. Is when you make it the biggest and you jump and you just see it like just dangling like a fucking elephant trunk. So Rust. So there was very minimal to this game. Uh-huh. It was a very like right after DayZ got really big.
Yeah, it was the typical like build up your defenses and try and survive the zombies.
Again? Yeah,
typical. Are you drunk?
I heard typical.
I said typical.
What's in that iced tea?
Yeah.
Pure vodka.
I think, yeah. What's in that iced tea?
Yeah, this ain't iced tea. It's just whiskey, guys.
Oh, God.
He's got
a cup the size of my head. recently picked it up again, and what a fucking difference.
Really?
Like, the game looks fantastic compared to what it used to. It used to look like a fucking N64 game. It was so bad.
Well, DayZ, one of those games looked the same.
It was like a branch off of DayZ.
Seven Days to Die is
another
one. That looks like shit.
It does look like shit. It's a fun game, but it looks like hot garbage.
Terrible.
They've changed almost everything. The game doesn't look anything like it used to.
The
zombies are gone.
Game?
Like completely. There's radiation.
Wait, there's no zombies?
No.
So it's a different game.
It's almost like a completely different game.
Jesus.
Or there's zombies and I haven't seen any.
Yeah.
But I've played on different servers, built on different stuff, and it is a complete. It functions way smoother than it used to. I've played only PvE because I can't stand PvP.
No.
Oh, let me find all this cool stuff.
In games like that,
yeah.
Dude, that was my exact complaint with a fucking Ark. I'm like, oh, I'm just starting out. Someone hatcheted me in the back of the head.
Yep. You just start off naked with a torch and a rock.
Naked and afraid. There's cameras all around you.
And then you just go around just harvesting as much as you can. There's buildings and stuff. And
with your dicksicle.
My dicksicle.
Obviously. You have to start in a tropical location.
There's
no shrinkage.
There is
swing around and get that wheat.
And like a map has like all different types of areas like snow, swamp, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And there are guys running around that look like they're like guys with like radiation suits on. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess you're like radiated or something. I have no idea.
So they were just like, zombies are out, guys. Fallout is in. Let's do Fallout.
Apparently. And it's just like find stuff, build it better, you know, trade with other people. You can even set up like your own shop. Like you can put out like a booth that you can click on. And
this is like your favorite things. You do this in Minecraft.
I know. Like you just build shit. And I'm having a lot of fun just because it's somewhat grindy, but to a point where you do feel like you're getting ahead.
Yeah. It's funny that like most of the time I feel like making a completely different game would not benefit the game.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Maybe like that's the purpose. Like this has been a beta for, I don't even know how long. Because it wasn't new when, yeah, it wasn't even new when you played it.
Originally. Yeah, no, when I originally played it, it was probably alpha.
Yeah,
honestly.
So like the fact that they're actually, I would assume, taking community suggestions and improving their game rather than just being like, "Oh, we're tired of this, let's scrap the whole thing." Like,
so many fucking items.
That's kind of good.
There's like, you can get wetsuits and scuba diving equipment in order to go down underneath. You can get warmer clothes to go to the more frozen areas.
That's pretty cool.
It just, there's so many options to choose from, and you can build your own place and build it up and shit and have turrets and fucking shit. It's a lot like Miscreated, but there's a lot more content here.
Yeah.
But if you like those, you know, walk around, mine shit, build up.
I feel like you do bring up a pretty interesting concept for a game, though. Like, imagine a game company that just
made... Where your dick was out the whole time.
But, like, a game company that made one game and didn't stop, like, changing it.
That's what
Destiny... called Warframe.
Yeah, that's called Warframe. That's what Destiny was supposed to be.
Oh, really?
Destiny was announced as a 10-year project where it would, like, change and evolve over time to meet whatever, like, new things... It didn't last
2 years.
It lasted 2 years before they were like, "Uh oh, we got to make a sequel."
It is Destiny 2 because we fucked up one so bad.
Yeah. Now
2 is really bad.
That is a good concept.
Yeah.
If someone could ever make it work.
It's a good concept if you like build a boat and then keep adding cool things onto the boat
until it's a submarine.
instead of building a boat that has a bunch of holes in it and you can't plug all the holes.
I mean, a lot of the older school MMOs are like that, where, you know, like World of Warcraft has been around for what, fucking like 15 years or some crazy shit.
But it's still kind of the
same, it's one of those
basic
games.
It's the same basic game, but I'm saying like you start a game off, it's like an FPS, and 10 years later it's The Sims. Like, so that's what I'm to all yeah like to a completely different game. God.
Every season,
you, as a developer, want to shoot yourself at that point?
Absolutely. Yeah, but would I make bank? Probably not.
I don't think you would make a year, let alone 10 years.
You could just do every year, change the game up completely. Like, year one is FPS,
but like,
it's like
slowly
racing.
Roll it out. As every 6 months you start slowly rolling out weird changes.
Add features and take some away. It's like, I used to be able to do this. Oh, but I can do this now. And then eventually it's a totally different game.
Why am I racing?
There weren't even cars in this game 6 months ago. What the fuck's going on? There's cars in this game.
No, dude, I have a new plan now. Yeah, fuck everything. This is my life goal now.
Year 3 is a platformer.
I'm making this game.
Year 4 is an MMO.
And should it be different graphics, like slowly?
Like, totally different.
Like 3D shooter, like modern shooter, and then slowly make it into 2D platformer.
Yeah.
Somehow. Like, the graphics just get shittier, and they're
like 16 bits. Like, what the fuck is going on?
It just, the graphics just downgrade slowly over time, so you don't notice.
So you go from like 3D shooter to like Minecraft graphics to 2D platformer.
I like it.
I recommend, if you like those kind of games, those world building kind of like, here's a bunch of shit, go craft shit. Yeah. And if you like the PvP too, there's a great PvP.
Yeah. Is this free to play?
No, it's like $30, I think it was.
I feel like everything on Steam is like 20 or 30.
I bought
bucks.
It like 3 years ago, so it might be different now, but I enjoy it. If you can get it for on sale, I would definitely recommend.
Cool.
We're a couple months away from the summer sale, but.
Yeah, you're probably getting on summer sale.
You're a couple months away from every sale all the time.
Once
you're in a summer
sale,
you're a couple months away from the like the holiday sale, the winter sale. Like, there's always a sale.
Oh, yeah. So if you can get it for like $15, check it out.
All right. Let's move on to some nerd news. I know that you're playing Rust. Are you still playing Anthem?
Yes, I am.
Sweet. Me too.
I am, sir.
I'm watching someone play Anthem.
So, all right, he's playing on PS4, correct?
He is.
So
he's probably not anymore.
He is not worried. And that's what cracks me up.
Yeah.
Does he know?
Yeah, he knows.
It has been all over really Reddit, I guess, for Anthem.
Yeah, it's been
Anthem,
like everywhere
It's
now.
A meme now.
Yeah, it is. Anthem has been crashing a ton and sometimes shutting your PS4 down. And now here's the thing. In several cases, the PS4 was completely bricked because it corrupted the OS and you have no option at that point.
Which
I will say is a lie.
I mean, just put in a new boot disk and reinstall the OS, right?
Yes. Well, my PS3, the OS was corrupted. I couldn't do anything about it. So I took out the hard drive and put a new blank hard drive in and it installed the OS on it. And I was back up and running.
So you couldn't do that with the Xbox. You need a specific hard drive.
Yep.
and
that's cool that all the OS files are like loaded
there's like a cache disk or something in there. So I would imagine if Sony's not stupid, they would have repeated that with the PS4.
Yeah.
Now, I can't tell you because Sony is stupid sometimes. Yeah. So who knows?
And also they tried to get away from the removable hard drives because people would find the ones that worked and go, let me not pay the, you know, $120 for like 500 gigabyte upgrade. Yeah. Let me go buy a terabyte for $50 and fucking throw it in there.
Yeah,
that's what I do with my PS3, actually.
That's what I do with my 360.
Which I will say is funny because on his PS4, like, he has an external hard drive that he plugs into it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know about that. But he has everything hooked up into, like, you know, one of those big, like, the power supplies, like the surge projectors that like has like a 30-minute
UPS
battery life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the UPS. Yeah. But it has like this bright, like red, like bright, like on off button on the front of it. Mm-hmm. Man, does my son love pushing that button.
Woo. Fuck this thing.
I've never seen a man so intent on making sure his PS4 was okay after that. It load that thing up and it like had to do like a check disk and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, you have an external hard drive that needs
No, you have a PS4. Like, it just takes forever. So all right, I've had crashes of the game. I've been playing on Xbox.
I've had two crashes and two lockups. Like, it's locked my PC up completely.
Yeah. Wow. I had a lockup.
Which was only trying to exit the game, which was weird.
You can never leave. Never
leave. Mine forever. Was dead in the middle of a huge free play session. I was playing for like 2.5 hours.
Oh, boy.
And I was actually getting pretty close to being done anyway.
What if it's a memory leak thing?
It could be. All my loot was okay.
Yeah, the cool thing is like...
But the experience I didn't get.
Oh, you didn't get the experience.
And that pissed out 2.5 hours of gaining experience. I probably would have leveled twice.
Because it does tell you when you log back in, all the items that you got from whenever it crashed are saved. And also, would you like to rejoin the session you were in previously?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I've been kicked out of the servers a couple times, no big deal. But I really haven't had problems with the game.
I don't know.
I haven't had many problems.
Four crashes with two lockups. I mean, that's not really crazy.
But like, that seems to be the consensus that it's still a good game and people are still enjoying it.
See, that's the interesting thing is there's like 50% of people like that. And then the other 50% of the people hate this game.
Shitting on the game.
It's Destiny. They all think it's Destiny again. Yep. And they're just going to shit on it.
Yeah. There's people that are like, oh, I was going to play the game. But then once I saw gameplay footage of it, I said, absolutely not. Yeah. Like, the beta
was. That's what fucking sold me in a heartbeat.
Yeah. The beta was garbage. And I was like, you know, if you don't like the game, that's fine. It's not a game for everybody, but like,
let it be.
Yeah, it is. I think it's super good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's missing content.
Yeah,
and of course they need to start pushing stuff out.
There's definitely work to be done on it. I'm not gonna
but
deny
I'll
that,
sit but... there and walk around with it.
Exactly.
It'll definitely be a game. Even if you buy, like, you'll go back to and see the changes.
But now Sony is offering refunds to these people for the game, apparently with no questions asked. I've heard conflicting stories about that. Yeah, some people,
I think it started as no questions asked and then it took up storm.
What I said is that,
like, oh shit,
because there's only been actually two confirmed cases of the PS4 bricking because of it.
Yeah.
So that's not a thing. You know what I mean? That's a complete coincidence as far as I'm concerned with two cases. Like, all right, whatever. I heard some people were getting their refunds back. Some people were not. There's a rule where if you've gotten a refund on a game within the past year or something, they won't issue you another refund under any circumstances.
Sony's weird like that.
But my question is,
Target is weird like that.
Really?
Yeah, they don't
just
like
return everything
too much.
To Walmart, even if they don't sell it.
Yeah.
Sold stuff.
I can return my car at Walmart right now.
They don't give a shit.
Why is Sony issuing these refunds? Wouldn't that be EA? They're the publisher. Why would Sony be the one?
I think because if it's bought through the store,
right.
Yeah,
they would have to do the refund because it's through their system.
PlayStation is technically the retailer.
And then probably Sony charges BioWare. After they do the refund.
Right.
But if you don't buy it through the store,
it just seems really weird. Like, some people are getting refunds, but only if they bought it digitally. Like, it just seems like a weird situation. Yeah. Especially, it seems so weird so quickly to start issuing refunds.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think Sony's got really big problems.
That's the truth. That's true. Sony's not on a lot of people's good list right now.
They have
PR and they haven't been.
I mean, how many gaming companies are really on the good list right now?
Microsoft is fine. Yeah, Nintendo is Nintendo is great.
Yeah, Nintendo's pretty decent.
But yeah,
for once EA is actually okay.
Yeah, EA seems all right.
Yeah, for now.
And that's only because they put out a free to play game that
actually
was good.
Yep. Well, that's the thing is people are saying like Apex dropped like a week before Anthem, and like people are like, why would EA do that? Why would they compete their free to play game with their other brand new IP that they're trying to build?
Yeah. Unless, I think it's just because unless they knew crossover isn't really there.
Yeah, they're completely different games. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you both play with guns. Like they're that's it. They're
I
completely
can see comparing
different.
Destiny to this because it's very similar. Besides the 3D, the third person shooting, like it's very similar.
It's a looter shooter.
Yeah,
you know, that's really what it is. You go around shooting things and you collect loot. Upgrade your guy.
You loot the body.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just funny because like I haven't, like I said, I haven't had really any problems. And people are saying this is due to the game's unfinished. Like I can't believe EA would put this out.
Yeah.
I hadn't.
It didn't
heard...
happen until like
a week in,
a week or two in. Yep. So it was an update.
Sure
it was probably the second update that caused it.
Yeah. It's probably a bad update.
I had all of these problems that people are complaining about. I had with Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
That game would shut my fucking Xbox off.
Yeah.
It happened multiple times. Luckily, nothing got corrupted because I'm assuming Microsoft knows how to design an OS, unlike Sony. But I mean.
Wait, you don't have the Sony OS on the computer?
Oh, God.
I had all those problems. I didn't hear people tearing that apart, asking for refunds and shit.
It's because like, it was made by Rockstar.
That's exactly what I mean.
Because it's a highly anticipated sequel to a game.
Yeah, they're getting, or what people are going to say, the defense to this is, no, it's because Red Dead was actually good.
Yeah.
That's going to be what people's defense is. We gave it a pass because it was a good game, which I got to tell you, in my opinion, I like Anthem better than I liked Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
I've just never been a fan of
the Red Dead series, but
that's just the way
I'm enjoying the hell out of Anthem. Go pick it up if you like those kind of games.
That's like a half. What are you playing? We're still recommending games. Even though it's a negative thing in nerd news, we're still recommending it because we actually really like it.
But I mean, is it really a negative thing? I mean, there's like two. It's like Momo all over again. There's two confirmed cases.
Yep.
Like anyone is really proving it.
And then everyone's just jumping on the bandwagon.
Right. Yep. And it's kind of like without getting too much into this, this kind of goes back to the previous week when we talked about the review bombing of Captain Marvel, where I feel like people who didn't even play the game hear all these news about it and hear like, you know, these one-off things happening and just write these fucking reviews or like get on and just start, you know, echo chambering what everyone else is saying about, oh, it must be a shitty game. And it just like telephone games its way into like half these people didn't even fucking play this game.
And like, I know there's plenty of people that played the beta and didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you
played the game and you didn't like it, then let it be. Go do something else. If you play the game and you do like it, then talk it up. If you didn't play the game and you have nothing about, like, you have no reason to be a part of the conversation. Get the fuck out of this.
This goes back to something I was talking to Lauren about like a couple days ago. I was on Amazon and I was looking through reviews for a product and I was looking through the questions and someone asked a question.
I was
looking at socks on Amazon and the socks.
Your life's falling so low.
I'm an adult. God damn it.
Hey man, I bought socks the other day at Target.
Yeah, I've upgraded from getting my socks at the grocery store to Amazon. Leave me alone.
Grocery store socks?
Yeah. I'm sure they do. So somebody asked the question of, I have size 9 feet. Will these socks fit on me? And someone answered the question that says, I don't know. I wear size 10. Don't answer the fucking question on Amazon if you don't know the answer or have no input, have nothing valuable to say.
Yes,
what help is that of anyone? It's so stupid.
Well, it's because you get 1,000 emails from Amazon anytime anyone buys anything or asks a question on something you bought 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just funny because like I see that all over Amazon. It's just like somebody asks a question and somebody answers and takes their time to say, I don't know.
And if you want to see more examples of what Dom's talking about, head over to the subreddit, Old People Facebook.
Oh, yeah. You'll see those, too.
Because that's exactly what it is people that are like, oh, somebody asked a question. It's like, oh, what? Somebody asking me a question on Amazon. That's so strange. And they're like, oh, I can't answer this, so I'm going to respond. It's like, because people don't understand. Like, it's just a generic, like, it's a general thing. Like, you don't need to answer it.
General thing.
Hey, get out of here.
The General Things podcast. All right. TJ, you got some news for us?
So, yeah, Dead or Alive 6. They're up to 6 now. The booby simulator game is... I mean, come on. Have you ever watched that game? It's a booby simulator.
It literally is.
I mean, there's Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball. Christ's sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's an intense gambling simulator, okay?
If you've never watched Game Grumps play Dead or Alive,
oh my God,
beach volleyball, it's the greatest thing.
I just fucking love that sentence. A beach volleyball game is a gambling simulator.
You're on like some casino island.
So Dead or Alive 6 has its first season pass coming out. It includes 62 costumes and 2 new characters.
Costumes, quote
price
unquote.
Price range. Anybody. Just as like
62 costumes and 2 characters?
2 characters. That's a lot of costumes.
You're
for characters you I don't think can create.
You're talking about it, so it's either really high or really low. So yeah. I'm gonna go and say that it's
$29.
$29. I'm gonna say it's stares at a show notes.
How much would you think it would
I would estimate it at exactly. No, I mean like what do you like it's 62 costumes.
And 2 new characters.
And 2 new characters.
And you know the costumes are just recolors of each bathing
right.
suit.
Yeah. And in reality, I would assume that like maybe the characters were like $10 each or $20 for that. Plus the costumes is another, that's a lot of costumes. Let's say 15. So I would say like $35.
Yeah. It is $92.99.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You're such an asshole. $92.99, which apparently isn't a shock to the people of Dead or Alive. Apparently the last one had this problem too.
Hey man, content. Just like,
wait. Is it 92.99 yen?
No, it is. No, pesos. 92.99 yen would be like 4 quarters.
Right. And I'm okay with paying that for 62 bathing suits.
But yeah, apparently this has happened before in the previous game where all of a sudden they just drop these, you know, garbage season passes and have nothing in them.
$100 is a great price for 62 pairs of panties.
That's true.
And this is only for the content.
That's way
between...
cheaper than those vending machines.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Got him.
This is only the content between March 2019 and June 2019.
The fuck?
That's only for the season pass between those months.
So then after
and then
June,
the next one will probably be just as expensive.
So what I'll say about it is
Dead or Alive 6 is free to play, right?
Yeah, it better be giving me money to play a goddamn thing.
If this has happened before and they're doing it again, that means it worked before. And that's exactly it.
Hey man,
take your shot.
Dead or Alive 6 is a full body experience.
Yeah. Take your shot. What the worst that can happen is people don't buy it, and then you have to reduce it to a reasonable price. The best case scenario is people do buy it, and when you make Dead or Alive 7, you can do it again.
Yeah.
It costs more than the season pass costs more than the digital deluxe edition of the game, which comes with the full game, full
and the season
additional
pass.
Additional characters, 25 costumes, and more, and also with the previous game. At the end of the game, there was $1,200 worth of season pass extras and DLCs.
What the fuck? Can you imagine spending $1,200 on a video game?
Also, there's games out there that even more than that, like the fucking flight simulators. Do you know the amount of money people buy like $12,000?
Think about the amount of money people spend on like World of Warcraft or
oh yeah. You can do
or
that.
Or
some people have spent on Warframe.
Yeah, I've spent one this on Warframe. I have a problem. But it's a fighting game, so it comes out every like 2-3 years at least, because that's
fighting
what happens.
Game.
Yeah, and it's again, boob simulator. Like all the costumes are like fucking wrestling costumes and happy wedding costumes and shit. like, come on. And it's only 2 new characters. That's it. And
did
this
you, did you
this
say
is
two,
done at
two nude characters?
Yes,
that's what the costumes
characters.
Are for. The only thing I'll say about flight simulators, we back up to that, is that shit's used for actual flight training. So like,
or really hardcore people,
yeah, that have like
I full. Yeah, the thing is,
if I hit Lotto, like that's fucking like one
the
thing of those
right.
things.
They have like full cockpits in their house, for
and that's the thing. That's where the money is. It's less the game content and more the fucking like
the controller,
yeah, the controller.
So yeah, I mean, like flight simulator is somewhat understandable. This isn't,
and this is a game that
like unless this came with like. I mean, I guess you have your choice of a fleshlight or a massager.
Yeah, of course. And this is coming from IGN. They had reviewed the game and said, like, you know, there's the fighting's good because the Dead or Alive game. But the story is disjointed and its multiplayer features are currently bare.
I was hoping it's good because it's a Dead or Alive game, but the multiplayer is disjointed and the story or whatever, the story is disjointed because it's a Dead or Alive game.
It's a Final Fantasy. I don't get it, but I'll play it.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, this isn't the last one to come out. This is only to save you up to June. And it's then the next season pass will come out.
It's actually unbelievable.
And to think that they can do this multiple times and people still pay almost $100 for costumes and two new players.
I can't.
And two new characters. Like, that's insane.
I won't even spend like $70 for the deluxe edition of a game that I really want. Yeah,
that hurts the most, that the season passes more than the deluxe digital version of the game itself.
Like, yeah, like Darksiders, I was like, I could get the digital, like the deluxe edition that comes with like a statue and all this stuff that was like $120, like, yeah. You
which
know
I've
book.
Done before with games.
I think I've done it like once or twice.
I've done it two or three times. I've done it with Mass Effect and I've done it with Tomb Raider.
I did it with Halo 3. I wanted the steelbook version. Mm-hmm. And that might be it, actually. The only other deluxe edition I ever bought was Smash Bros. For Wii U, but that was because it came with the same thing with Pokemon Let's Go, because it comes with an extra controller that I was going to buy anyway, so I might as well get the package.
It's not like it was something separate that you couldn't buy anywhere else.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think I've ever done it with a different game.
Yeah, also Injustice, which I'm sad that I did that.
Yes,
yeah. I didn't like. I don't like fighting games.
The second one was pretty good, apparently.
So yeah, go buy.
No, don't do it.
Go buy $160 worth of content if you buy the game and the first season pass.
Jesus Christ! All right, let's end the show with a little bit of Geek On, Geek Off. I think TJ has another thing for us.
Critical Role. If you don't know what that is, it's a D&D podcast / live stream of a bunch of freaking nerdy voice actors that do a full story. Highly recommend starting from scratch. The audio quality sucks at the beginning.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's pretty bad. If you're used to listening to like
us,
one person, one mic. Yeah, even our quality is a lot better because they use just like kind of like
hanging mics.
Hanging mics or one mic in front of like multiple people. So the audio quality is not great. But if you love like D&D with really great role playing and great backstory, this is for you. Critical Role is now looking to put out a animated special, the Legend of Vox Machina animated special. So it'll just be one special, professionally done, and they put it up on Kickstarter to see what would happen. They wanted $750,000, which for an animation isn't crazy.
That's actually
that's pretty on the low side.
Yeah.
In 2 days. They are up to $5.4 million.
Jesus
Christ. With 39,000 backers.
It's even worse because by the time you put this on our doc today, we were at $4 million.
Yeah.
That was probably...
It was barely crested $4 million.
Yeah, that was probably like a maximum of 6 hours ago.
Yeah. And it is now up to 5.4. Like, it's not slowing down.
Yeah.
Which is usually what happens with Kickstarters. It's like the first day is crazy and then it's just like dead stops. Mm-hmm. But 39,837 backers.
That's ridiculous.
They have a lot of fucking levels that you can get rewards from.
Oh, yeah,
like,
sure.
The rewards, like, the first reward is $20, and you get downloads of, like, theme songs and stuff like that from the show and shit like that. And the most is 20,000.
Is there a limit on the 20,000? Like, how many people can back it? I think it's at the bottom there.
Yes, five backers, and there's no more.
Yeah, so you can't get it. So $100,000 right there.
It involves a lot of fucking shit, but also executive producer credit, a tour of the studio that's going to be doing Critical Role, which is called Titmouse, and also a lunch with the cast of Critical Role.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. These people are like some of the biggest names in voice casting.
Yeah.
Like if you watched an anime or played a video game, these people probably voiced a character.
What I think is going to happen with this, and I think this is kind of the cool thing, is this is probably going to be a pretty big hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the show is probably one of the biggest shows on Twitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what I think is going to end up happening is after this special, someone's going to pick them up for series for it.
Probably.
Either Netflix or Hulu yeah. or Amazon. Possibly, yeah, Amazon might do it, but you might even be approached by somebody like
Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. I think. Or even like Disney might approach you to throw one for an ABC or Fox or something like that.
They tried going to all these companies and they wanted too much creative control over it. Yeah. And that's why they went to Kickstarter, because they would have been like, we're fine with going to a company as long as we can make the thing we wanted.
Those companies are going to turn around and be like, okay, you can have the creative control, because they know it's going to make them a shit ton of money. And that's going to feel good, I think, for the people who backed it, because it's like,
oh, yeah,
we started, we helped you start this. So it's like you're actually getting something out of it.
The 20,000 is out. The 10,000, which has five backers, is out. The 5,000, which has 10 backers, is also out. The 2,500, which has 20 backers, is sold out.
Jesus.
The 1,000.
Who are these people?
Backers. The $1,000 backers has 35 backers. They're gone. And the next one up is the 25,000. There's the 25,000 hit, which has two backers. $25,000, which involves an all expense paid trip to LA.
So which I'm assuming these people are, they probably already live. The people that are spending 25,000. No, but the people that are spending 25,000, they're probably people who invest in stuff like this specifically.
Yeah. You get an all expense paid trip to LA. You get to have lunch with the cast, executive producer credit. You get a studio tour. You get a fucking like laundry list of shit.
That's dope.
So, if you have a spare $25,000, there's only three slots left for that.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's the $750 backers, and there's 665 of those.
That's good.
Yeah.
$750, and there's 600, almost 700 people that just put that up for. Yeah. One special. It's not like a series or anything. Yeah. It's a, like a just it's one a
Charlie
special.
Brown special.
Now I'm curious with this kind of money if they would go.
They would just go
more
right
towards
to
like
a season,
a whole series. Yeah, yeah, serial rather than a special.
Because these voice actors probably aren't cheap.
No, too, I'm sure they're not.
Because
no.
I mean, they're gonna get paid for this. I mean, they probably do the podcast
at this point time. Now. They're no longer cheap, but when they, I'm sure. When
well,
they
no,
started,
even
they were still
when
pretty,
they started the podcast, they were still all well known voice actors.
Well known in our community, I would say.
They were. Have you seen some of their lists?
No, I mean I have.
In the video game industry,
Laura Bailey is fucking
huge.
Oh, that's true. Laura Bailey is and even
she voices like every female character ever.
I mean, for me, like I knew one person, the girl who plays Pike.
Ashley Johnson. She's a bigger YouTube person.
But she was
Johnson. She was in Avengers.
Yeah, she's also a live action actor as well.
Yeah, she does Ellie in Last of Us.
Yep. But like the thing I will say is, you know, the big thing about what I'm happy with the Kickstarter and why they're doing the Kickstarter is like keeping that creative control. Cause like, this isn't just a group of voice actors playing D&D. Like people, if you know anything about D&D, these people have lived these characters
for years. I just got to the 40th episode.
Yeah.
I am so invested in these characters. Like things they go down, like they go unconscious. I'm like, and Matt Mercer is not, he doesn't pull punches.
No.
These are his friends, and one of them's his wife.
Yeah,
and he doesn't.
I'm gonna kill you first.
He doesn't pull punches. Like if you go down, he's gonna keep hitting you, and he's gonna keep hitting you hard.
Yeah,
and it's just like crazy.
But also like beyond Matt Mercer being a phenomenal voice actor and DM.
Oh my god,
he that man can tell a story.
Yeah,
like
there's parts time they end up a podcast episode. He ends it at like a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So you're just like, no. And even the cast is like, oh, fuck. We
and
really
these are
keep
like,
going. And it's like a 4-hour podcast.
Yeah. Well, this is also like more like a 5 to 7 hour stream that's been cut down. You know, I don't know that long.
It's about 4 or 5 hour
stream
and like a 2-hour podcast because they cut a lot out for like ads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if you like D&D stuff, if you like the podcast at all, be a critter is what they call them. Join the community and put some money down on this, because this is going to be an awesome special. I highly, highly recommend the podcast. And if you can see them live, Twitch, they stream every Thursday. They're on like a second group of characters now, because it's been like 4 years.
And these characters are older than that too.
Yeah,
like those characters are from before.
They started with Pathfinder, like 4 years before that.
Yeah,
and then converted everything to 5e before they started the podcast. Well, they started the podcast to convert it all to 5e, and then it's just been like nonstop. Every Thursday they make a fucking podcast.
That's pretty awesome.
So if you like even just storytelling, you'll get wrapped up in this. So go check out the Critical Role Kickstarter. If you just go to Kickstarter, I'm pretty sure it's on the main page.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And you'll just watch as that number goes up. Like, it's literally updating now, and it's just like the numbers are just keep going. I will definitely back this.
Yeah.
At some point. I got to put money down. But go check it out.
Well, before we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to ruin everyone's day.
Oh,
yay.
No.
I have just been informed that Alex Trebek has stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, fuck.
That's no good. I'm sure by the time everyone hears this episode, you'll already know, but fuck that.
Yeah, that's not stuff you come back from.
No.
That's usually the death sentence.
Yep.
I mean, at this point, he's basically the third, if you believe in that whole celebrities dying.
There was already three.
Was it really?
There was Luke Perry, King Kong Bundy, and the guy from Prodigy.
Oh yeah,
so this
is
going to start
from
a new
Prodigy
three.
More than anyone else.
Yeah,
I thought the guy from Prodigy was already dead. Actually, like, oof. I thought he died a few years ago. I could have sworn that I saw an article that said either the lead singer or one of the members of Prodigy died, but I looked it up and he's the only deceased one. So I don't know what I was talking about. But yeah, that sucks. So he says he's going to continue to. He plans on continuing to host Jeopardy. So that basically means that like he's just, you know, he'll go until he can't go, and then he will go. So that's super sad. Sorry to ruin everyone's day with that, but I just found out.
News,
enjoy your weekend.
Yeah.
Go check out Critical Role.
Yeah.
Perk yourself up a little bit
until you get to those down moments.
So that's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on gemfailcast.com, where you can find all of our social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us on Twitch and YouTube, and please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. And check out radiohaver.com to hear us and a ton of new and upcoming podcasts and musical artists. Everybody say bye.
Bye.